there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or... You can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thank you to Darius Rucker, his band, and everybody else behind the scenes who made it all happen. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. The NASCAR Cup Series headed to the Brickyard. Check out the action from Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Get to your phone calls here, as we always do every Monday. Operator Tyler standing by. Best and worst of the weekend. Poll question from the first hour, Seton, and what's on tap for hour two?
Dan, we had biggest win this weekend. Right now, Fritzy conquering Bridgeport is at 37% of the vote, followed by the Big 12, then Sweden over the U.S. Women's National Team. Bryson DeChambeau not really getting much love for his LIV Golf performance. We also put up there, based on Todd, would you rather be confident or talented? Right now, 62% of the audience would rather be talented.
And you're saying that Todd is confident?
Well, I believe that was the quote you had from somebody in the band. Said, well, he's certainly confident. I don't know how talented he is, but he's definitely confident. And it made me wonder, would you rather be super confident in your abilities or really talented but maybe not as confident?
I'll take talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take talent. Yeah, Paul.
That's an interesting question, though. I know people who are talented, guys I grew up with I thought were extremely funny or great singers, but they didn't have the confidence to try it.
Right.
Fritzy is like maybe a C-level talent, but a B-plus on the confidence level to try things.
And you not like a must-see talent.
No.
You're talking about a C-level
talent.
Okay. That's like fair. A grade, like
but
a C.
There's some people like, you know, we talked about Russell Wilson. He might not be the best athlete of all time, but he has superior confidence, and it worked for him for a decade.
Mm. All right.
It is more of a thought-provoking question than you think.
Yes, it is.
On the surface.
Yeah. Well, I lacked confidence growing up, and I probably should lean towards the confidence part of that, but I still, having talent, I can gain confidence by having talent. If I have confidence, I don't have talent, then eventually it's like, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't be doing this.
Yes, you can waste all of that talent, though, by not having the confidence to...
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
There are people in various industries. We've all worked with them. We don't have to name who they are. But you can have a lot of confidence and charisma. You may not have a lot of talent, but you could somehow brainwash people into thinking that you're the man and you're in charge and they follow you along and you hire people that will handle all the talented work that needs to be done. And you could be the figurehead and be the big president of a company or whatever. And I don't know how much talent you have, but you've kind of tricked everybody with your charisma and confidence into thinking.
Sounds like you got some people in mind.
No, but like this person, he or she must really know what they're talking about. If they had to do it themselves, you know, they're smart enough to hire the people that know how to get it done, but they can and then take credit for it or whatever.
Yes, Paulie.
But also average talent can be developed with hard work. You could not have, like, Dan, you have a good voice. There's a lot of people on air who don't have good voices, but they have good control of their broadcasts. Like, I worked for years with Chris Fowler, and I don't know if Chris Fowler had a great voice when he started in this business. He developed a thick and rich voice, but I know he was always prepped and always worked to prep for the broadcast, which I think goes a long way to make you talent.
Fritzy just sent me a tweet. Thank you, Fritzy, for putting a smile on my face. My mom passed away last night. As I'm crying, going to work, you guys make me smile. Thank you.
How nice is that?
Yeah.
How many jobs in the world can you make?
Wait, did she pass
away? It's not nice that mom passed away, but it's...
It sounded like death on Friday night listening to Todd, though.
Oh, see, you have, to turn it into that.
What? Sorry.
She's getting past losing her mom because we made her laugh today.
Of course she loved it.
Wow.
Too soon?
Wow.
Did she get to hear the audio? That's too bad.
Yeah.
Too bad for her.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. I can't believe you got up and did that, man. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Kept his hands in his pocket the whole time.
I got a lot of those. Fritzy, pocket pool.
Yeah, I know.
Get your hands out of your pockets.
I know. Yes, Marvin.
There was a woman about two rows ahead of me and my wife, and she was tearing up, and she was saying, he's just doing such a great job. I don't think she even knew Fritzy at all. And she was tearing up. Or maybe it was, you know, crying from, you know, the pain.
Mm. Yes, dude.
Todd, do you feel like you sang better in soundcheck or in the, like, actual live performance?
That's a good question. I thought I sounded a little better in the live performance, but that may be my mind tricking me because the audience seemed to be into it, that they were clapping and dancing and singing along to the words, which I wasn't expecting any of that. And that alone made me feel really good, even if my singing was bad.
Here's another cut from soundcheck.
Last line, they watch your every move, girl. Is that helpful or just to end it there?
We're trying to sort it out. You just stand there and we'll let you know when it's time to think.
Todd making suggestions.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Because they made one suggestion which sounded very high school musically, and that's not how the song goes. And I didn't want to get into a whole thing with them because they're awesome and I'm going to do whatever they want me to do. But it was what they were like,
oh, hold on.
You will not let people help you. The people who do this for a living.
I had just listened to the song so many times, I knew like what all the exact words were. And they go, how about watching you, private eyes. And like ended like that. And that's not how the song goes. And it just, that sounded weird to me, but I guess it's helpful for them and their instruments for it to end on that particular note.
You guess it's helpful.
So you want me to do three watching yous and then just say private eyes and like end it like that.
Wait, hold on, Fritzy. Did you want it to fade out like it does on your album?
Exactly what I want. I wanted to go watching you. And that's how it was going to end.
They don't fade out.
But it sounded weird to go private eyes.
Like, it that's sounded not... weird, all right.
Oh, dear.
I'm not criticizing it. I just wanted it to sound exactly
just
like
disagreed
it sounded
with the artistic direction of the performance.
I just wanted it to be the way it sounded like growing up to how the exact record goes. Even if my voice doesn't
sound
like that.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
Just know how the song goes and how it
ends. You know what would have been better if we just played the record?
Let Daryl take it.
Yeah.
Let's take it from the top. Fritzy jumped it again. Just be patient. You're singing too fast.
All right. You know, I'll take some of the blame because I'm the one that made the bet with Darius that Dolphins would win the Super Bowl. And if they didn't, then you got to sing two songs. If the Dolphins had gotten to the Super Bowl, then you got to host.
But none of us thought that ever was going to actually come to fruition.
No, I don't think he remembered. And then all of a sudden, I had to remind him.
He really let Todd get up there and do that.
Yes, he did.
In the middle of his set. It wasn't like before, getting it over with at 6:30, 7 o'clock.
This is what he does for a living.
Yeah, I know. Yes, Marv.
And when you sent us the set list, and so I'm looking at my phone and just looking, and I was like, all right, Fritzy's up next. And my wife's like, oh, my God, he's really up next.
I know.
She's like, this is really happening. Oh, my God.
I kept counting down, I think it was seven songs, and then Fritzy was coming up, and I go, oh, my God, I got three more, two more, one more. And then my wife goes, I can't watch this.
And it wasn't a New Year's countdown or the start of the NFL season. This was like the Grim Reaper is hiding around the corner and coming to get me countdown.
Yes, boy.
From where Marv and I were sitting, you could see the wings of the stage, and I could see you and Fritzy, and I think it was Fritzy's wife or your wife, I'm not sure, clearly for the first seven or eight songs. So I'm just sitting there with my wife, and you know Matthew Berry from NBC, the fantasy football guy? Mm-hmm. He's next to me. We're like, they're right there. I wonder what they're talking about. I wonder, are they having a sip of water? Does Fritzy have to go to the bathroom? We were kind of breaking it down.
Yeah. We were trying to encourage him, I think. Just positive thoughts there. And you were locked in. Thoughts and prayers. Yes, Marv.
And the smart thing by Darius or whoever put it together the set list, Let Her Cry was the next song right after, yes. Just in case people were like, boo! I know that sucked, but we're going to do Let Her Cry. Yeah. Let's pretend that didn't happen. Let her cry.
Me too.
Stop booing. When a tearful I agree. Stop booing for a second. Let her
The scene, man.
It was.
I can't believe that happened.
I know.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Absolutely insane.
Take some phone calls here. Best and worst of the weekend. We'll talk some college football realignment. And Bruce Feldman from The Athletic will join us coming up a little bit here. Let's see. Buddha down in Baja. Hi, Buddha.
Buenos dias, DP.
Buenos dias.
Well, Fritzy did it, Dan. Fritzy and his plums of steel got up there. He put his hands in his pockets, and he pulled it off. Congratulations, Fritz.
Thanks, bud.
Best of the weekend. Best of the weekend, Dan. There was a few fights this weekend, but the best one was on the diamond on Saturday between Jose Ramirez and Tim Anderson, and the call is just as good. I don't know if you got to see that or hear that, but it was awesome, worth a look. Worst of the weekend, Dan. You know, it's a lot of layers, like an onion, Dan. The U.S. women, it's just not a good look. I thought it was a bad start with the whole good luck with that mantra. And, you know, just it's a shame that it went down, and it's a shame that people were going and rooting for that. So,
yep. Thank you, Buddha. Yeah, there are a lot of advertising dollars attached to the U.S. women's team and commercials. And now, you know, it's in Australia. You were losing the American audience anyway, and now you don't have the U.S. in there. You've lost a couple of the marquee teams there, but not having the United States. Harry in San Francisco. Hey, Harry, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan Patrick, man. I used to play hooky in elementary school to watch you on TV for hours.
All right.
But thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, two things. Soccer here. Obviously, two major events went down. Not only did the women, unfortunately, I thought it was a graceful exit. I know they didn't have the best showing throughout the tournament, but they went out in style. They went out. I mean, anyone who watches the sport, Sweden is one heck of a team. And it was a tough way to go out. But, hey, I'm still proud of them. I know anybody that's upset with them going out, listen, they're probably an armchair or there's something political in their mind. They probably don't even watch soccer that often. Anyone who watches the sport should appreciate the way they went out.
Yeah. I mean, they had a great opportunity. They were the better team. Thanks for the phone call, Harry. It's just, you know, Megan Rapinoe can be polarizing. She's off-putting. And she's not a good player anymore. She's a legend. But it felt like they were holding on to some memories there by having a couple of players out there who probably shouldn't have been. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, I mean, they had some injury problems, too, so that kind of messed up the squad. But it shouldn't be lost that winning two back-to-back is a tremendous accomplishment, and it is sort of the end of a golden generation, you know, where a bunch of the players that we've known for years and years and years are on their way out now, you know?
Yeah, you got Alex Morgan, Carly Lloyd, Megan Rapinoe.
Even Julie Ertz is probably out. There's a bunch.
Yeah.
So there's like a new generation coming in. It's just too bad because what you want is, obviously you want to win, but especially Sophia Smith, who she's sort of the next one. She's the next great, I think. This was sort of her moment to pass the torch to her. And unfortunately, she had a chance to win the game and missed the PK.
Yeah.
That's just a real bummer for her.
Gus in L.A. Hi, Gus. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. Hey, Fritzy, tip of the cap to you, brother. I don't know if I would ever do that, period. No question if I'd ever do that. Best and worst of the weekend. Got a couple of bests. Best, my Dodgers going down to San Diego and proving once again why they're the little brother. And another best of the weekend. This one's kind of mean-spirited, but it's best to me. The Angels have lost six in a row. They are now seven games out of the final wild card spot. Art Moreno, you played yourself. You thought that you would right the ship, and yet all you're doing is playing Ohtani right to Dodger Blue. Thank you for that. A couple of worst of the weekends. Worst of the weekend is the demise of the Pac-12, man. I mean, I grew up in Mesa, Arizona, in the backyard of Arizona State, And then I grew up to be a Trojan. And seeing this conference just totally just dismantled almost in like within a summer has been something hard to watch, because all the great basketball that's been played, all the great football has been played. And, you know, now it's all gone and everything. And then a little bonus of a worst of the weekend, Cincinnati Reds rookie pitcher, first two pitches of his major league career go for home runs. I hope it is a little bit of a precursor to a Cy Young award winning career for that young man. You boys have a great week.
Thank you, Gus. Thank you, Gus. Yep. You know, we used to get caught up in tradition. Remember the bowl games, like the Big Ten and the Pac-12? Like, you can't get rid of that. You know, I was told that when I said, look, they're trying to expedite the playoff system. And then they're like, well, you know, you can't give up these bowl games. You can't give up these matchups and the Big Ten and the Pac-12. And I go, and everybody kept telling me, all these college football insiders, there's contracts. Do you know that? Do you follow the sport? I'm like, dude, I'm kicking your ass on the exclusive that they're moving this up. They don't care about those contracts. Do you think Florida State? Oh, my God, you got a contract for the next 12 years. Clemson, you'll get out of these contracts. And we saw that. But the tradition, that's what, you know, we grew up with that. There's no tradition. They don't even care about rivalries anymore. It's about the bag, as Dion says. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, I was going to say that the whole tradition thing seems a little overplayed. There's a couple of great traditions in college football, but it was really just up until recently that we were like sort of randomly assigning who was the national championship, you know, by, well, strength of schedule, you beat these guys, so you're the one that won.
Or the one year, I think it was Colorado and Michigan shared the national title.
Right,
the
right.
Co-national chair. Was that Georgia Tech or something?
I don't think that's the great tradition that we're missing. Yeah. What are we going to do without the history of randomly assigning who's the winner?
Yeah. But this is what college football brought upon itself. Nobody saw it coming until they realized they couldn't get out of the way of it. And it's just an avalanche, a tsunami, where you're going, oh, my God, we're in trouble. Now, I'm sure these other schools are going, we got out. We get a bigger payday. Everybody was worried about that. I thought that the fact that you had more playoff spots would mean that there would be less realignment, that you would stay in your conference. You'd win your conference. You would have an automatic berth. And Oregon and Washington are quality programs. But they're not going to stick around, because you go, wait, what is our business model here? And you found out they didn't have a business model. It was based on you getting subscriptions. Hey, we need you to buy into Amazon here or Apple or whatever it is. And you're going, what? No linear TV. Crazy. Yeah, Mark.
Should the Rose Bowl just be the Big Ten championship game now?
Well, from what I'm told, whether it happens or not, because this is all fluid, I don't want to get, you know, chastised, as I normally do whenever I speak out of my lane with college football. But can you have a Big Ten title game in the Midwest and then change it the following year to the West Coast?
Alternate.
Yes. Okay. Just, that's been thrown out. Just thrown out. Just want to let everybody know. I'm not reporting.
Minnesota, Wisconsin at the Rose Bowl?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Who's with me?
First he reported Lincoln Riley took an NFL job. Now he's doing this.
Yeah, I get that. Stay in your lane. You know, Sports Center boy. Okay. All right.
Center boy.
Yeah. Bruce Feldman, he knows more college football than I do. He'll join us coming up next, Dan Patrick Show. GetRefunds.com. You know, it's great when I hear from you, when I tell you about a partner. And it can help you, help your business. If you own a business with more than 5 employees, you could have money waiting for you to be claimed. Now, Innovation Refunds will help you, helping small businesses that qualify get a business payroll tax refund. So it's an actual refund from the Employee Retention Credit, or the ERC. I know, it sounds complicated, but Innovation Refunds will do all the work. They work with independent network of tax professionals. They get the information, and then they process your claim. And then you see if you qualify. So if you have 5 or more employees and you survived the pandemic, no upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you do. But go to InnovationRefunds.com and see if you're eligible. To get started, you call 1-843-REFUNDS. 1-843-REFUNDS, or you can go to innovationrefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary. It's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Contact app. Vehicles all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Choice all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ. I mentioned a couple things with college football. I thought that when we had expansion, therefore we might not have realignment as far as the playoff expansion, that maybe more schools would stay together, and then you try to win your conference, then you have an automatic berth. Obviously, that didn't work out. And the question is, what's next? It's about your footprint. Where is your footprint in the map of the United States? And if you're the Big Ten and you could get into SEC country, would be ACC country with Clemson and Florida State, but still you're going south, and you can't say, well, that won't happen, because nobody thought UCLA and USC wouldn't happen. And what's the SEC do? Does the SEC say, you know what? Big Ten's interested in these two schools. Why don't we take these schools? Or maybe take one of the two schools. But I don't think you can say, well, you know, that's off the board. Yes, I know you got the contracts with the ACC, but we've seen contracts broken. Bruce Feldman covers the sport, the Athletic's national college football writer, Fox Sports college football reporter as well. Where do you want to start with this, Bruce?
I mean, I think it's such a vast landscape that we're talking about, Dan, where everything is getting overturned. And I think you hit on it, where whatever somebody said 2 weeks ago who's in a position of leadership, you almost have to take it with a grain of salt. In fact, you do, because we've seen this time and time again. It's the money that drives everything. And I know we use the term conference realignment. It's really conference consolidation. And the smaller non-glamorous, non-maybe big brand programs are getting squeezed now because there's TV money and it's the TV influence that's driving a lot of this. And full disclosure, like you said, I work for Fox Sports. But I think it's like a kill or be killed vibe right now in college athletics.
But you start to look at what's next. Is Florida State and Clemson, is that what's next? If that even happens?
I think that's right now what everyone's kind of keeping an eye on. Florida State's leadership has really been vocal about trying to get out of the grant of rights that it has with the ACC, which, by the way, ESPN is heavily involved in. So you wonder, is ESPN going to go bid against itself? You know, much like the Big Ten has heavily influenced from Fox, the SEC now has extremely big influence, you know, by ESPN. So it's a really complicated dynamic because you have a bunch of other schools in the ACC. You know, I think you'd include Virginia and North Carolina in terms of those states and what their TV rights could mean from those states. I don't think that the fact that North Carolina is a great basketball, has great basketball history, and some of these programs that are probably more basketball schools and football schools, I don't think that drives the bus. We saw that the last decade from the conference moving around. But I definitely think the ACC is really the last thing at this point before I think we start to see, do some of the TV drivers end up saying, hey, you're really sure about this school? The schools that are already in the conference, whether they're in the SEC, whether they're in the Big Ten, you have to wonder if those other schools don't really drive TV revenue. Are those the ones who eventually get squeezed where this kill or be killed game, you know, keeps unfolding?
Well, that's what I was wondering about this, that you got Purdue and Illinois and Maryland and Rutgers, and nobody cares about their Purdue, you know, has a pretty good history there. But the other schools, do we really care about their football programs? Can you say, hey, we have some nice parting gifts for you, but we want to move on and bring in somebody else besides these programs?
I mean, at some point, you know, back in the USC sanctions days, USC, you know, a lot of money people at USC were very frustrated. Why are we getting the same rate as Oregon State and Washington State? They don't drive eyeballs. We do. And they're along, you know, we're along driving everything, and they're just along for the ride. I think if the leagues make these decisions, because honestly, one of the things that logically you looked at when you saw, you know, some of the momentum for Washington and Oregon to join the Big Ten late last week, and I was like, oh, I could totally see why this makes a lot of sense, especially if it works into a Friday night TV package that's tied into it. But if you're those other schools, Indiana, you know, you rattled off a bunch of them, Purdue, Illinois, Northwestern, you just got further away from the top by adding, you know, Phil Knight's program and Washington. I mean, they both have played in the playoff not that long ago. One played for the national title. One has won a national title, you know, in the 90s. So I think that is a question that they have to be asking themselves, because obviously they went along for what they think is in the best interest of the Big Ten. I'm not ultimately sure if it's in the best interest of their own schools, but right now, what choice do they have if you're sitting there looking at what happened to Washington State and Oregon State and Stanford and Cal?
Talking to Bruce Feldman. He works for The Athletic, national college football writer, and also is a sideline reporter for Fox Sports, their college football package. How could the Pac-12 have prevented this?
I think they had one commissioner who seemed like he never, in Larry Scott, who kind of lost track of keeping the main thing, and was so excited to like chase innovation at the expense of reality. And then they went with another outside the box hire in George Kliavkov, who just really kept on, you know, I hate to use this analogy, but it's the one that kind of came to mind as I watched this, where it's like, there's an old Seinfeld episode where George Costanza seems to bluff his future in-laws all the way out to the Hamptons for something that doesn't exist. That's kind of how this felt for the Pac-12, where it's like, hey, you know, I saw this stuff late last week. People were saying on Friday morning, Pac-12 schools are cautiously optimistic, quote unquote, that this is going to work out. They've been cautiously optimistic for months. And almost everybody else was like, hey, this thing is falling apart right in front of us. Do you really buy it? And they did. And I just think, you know, it's that expression. He just did not read the room right. They went down this road, you know, with this Apple distribution deal that I think it concerned, especially Oregon, to look at and go, you know what? A couple of years from now, we can still have a path to the playoff. We stay in the Pac-12 because of the way things are set up. But eventually, people will not be able to see our games. And if recruits can't see you and their families can't see you, you really can't keep recruiting those kinds of same caliber of kids. They're going to go someplace else. And the money gap is going to widen. There was no guarantees into the deal. You know, we reported a lot on this over the weekend with The Athletic about just what the money was. And I think that whole thing, again, I just think they really did not evaluate the TV media landscape, at least the way Brett Yormark, who's also a new, relatively new commissioner, did for the Big 12. He was very aggressive, and I think he had a better feel for what was going on around him in terms of the media landscape, whereas the Pac-12, once again, seemed to be really asleep at the wheel.
Yeah, I don't know how they could have been cautiously optimistic on Friday morning when I was told Thursday night that Washington and Oregon are out. That they weren't even showing up for that, you know, conference call or whatever it was. They were done. And that, you know, then the Pac-12, they were cautiously optimistic. And I go, I don't know what you're optimistic about, because now you're losing two of your marquee schools there. What do you do with these other four schools now?
That's a great question, because I don't know if they do some kind of partnership in some way with the Mountain West schools. I mean, San Diego State, there was a dance with San Diego State that's gone on for months. Obviously, that's Southern California. They have a new football stadium, really good basketball program, as you know. I mean, that's into the Southern California market. That's a legit program. I don't know if they grab SMU, which is kind of floating. I don't know how SMU fits in geographically, but it's a good football program, obviously, in big market, big media market. Then you look at like UNLV. We see UNLV, you know, the Pac-12 has had a relationship with them, moving both their media day and their basketball tournament to Vegas. I don't know if they try to get Boise State, try to get Colorado State. I'm not sure what's in it for the Mountain West schools to go, hey, we like our leadership there. Now we're going to go over here where things seem to be falling apart. You know, if I was the four remaining schools who kind of been left holding the bag, I think they have to look at it and go, you know what, maybe we look at the Mountain West. They have survived some of this, where the reality is, I think right now, as it's a hard reality, but I think both Oregon State, who, by the way, just won 10 games, and that's a legit football program, and Washington State, which has had a lot of success in the last decade. I don't know if they say, you know what, we're more like Boise State, we're more like Colorado State, those other guys left us behind, we're going to go ride with them. I don't know exactly how this plays out for Cal and Stanford. They've had all sorts of issues internally and from a resource standpoint. And maybe Stanford looks at it and goes, you know, we are an elite athletic program in all these other sports where we win championships and produce Olympians. Maybe football is something we have to reevaluate, because it's just not as viable the way this landscape is shaping up.
Yeah, Stanford football has not been good, and nobody's showing up for that. I'll leave you with this. I have no information on this. I just speculated on this. You're Lincoln Riley. You're getting ready to go to the Big Ten. You got one more year. You got Caleb Williams. Could you see a scenario where Lincoln Riley goes pro?
If, you know, I'll give you a scenario. One of my buddies, Brady Quinn, who you know, I think we had this conversation offline once. If the Washington football team, the Commanders, are awful this year and they end up with the first pick, Caleb Williams is from there. He would be a huge, huge get. I think he would have been the first pick in the draft this year if he could have come out. I don't, you know, again, I don't know if Lincoln wants, I think he knows the NFL will always be there for him. Mm-hmm. I don't think the idea of taking USC to the Big Ten is daunting at all to him, because I think he knows, I mean, we're going to see what happens with
but
this
I thought
team.
It was daunting be when he was at Oklahoma. Wasn't there a little bit of pushback of joining the SEC when he was head coach at Oklahoma?
I mean, that's been speculated a lot. And I think a lot of people who are, you know, especially on the Oklahoma side, are not thrilled with him that he bolted. I don't know if that's, you know, how real that was.
Okay.
I do think, though, if, you know, somebody said to him, hey, you can coach Caleb in the NFL, I think that would probably be something he would certainly have to think about. But again, I don't know if he's ready to jump out of USC after just 2 years either. I mean, moved his family all the way across country. Young kids. I don't know if he's definitely going to make that move. Mm-hmm. But again, if you start seeing the Washington team end up going like, you know, 0-11, I could definitely see them looking at it going, you know what, we could get Caleb. We could get Caleb's, you know, play caller and a guy who knows him better than anybody. We can really sell that as a new future. You know, maybe it's like a Jimmy Johnson to Dallas deal where it's like we're going to offer him something he can't refuse. But again, that's just okay. That's just a lot of speculation at this point.
And that's all it is. It was just me musing out loud. I don't want anything attached to this other than I'm thinking out loud. Bruce, great to talk to you. Great work this weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Great seeing you, Dan. Thank you.
Bruce Feldman, The Athletic, national college football writer, Fox Sports college football reporter. It's all about the networks, TV networks. That's it. They have been running the show. I mean, ESPN's been running college football for a long, long time. You noticed? Have you heard anything from the home office of the NCAA? Has anybody heard anything from any? Exactly.
Hello?
Yeah. Toothless. They got nothing to do, nothing to say. Just, what's going on? Who went where? Okay. Well, let me finish my sandwich.
We're going to bust Wyoming for giving a kid a milkshake.
Yes, Seton.
But the thing I don't understand about the TV contracts is that it's coming down to when the TV contracts end, what conferences get to survive. If say the Pac-12 had done a 8-year deal instead of a 12-year deal, they probably would have been the ones leading now. But because somebody else had a shorter deal, now they're out of luck. I don't understand how that's like.
Well, there was no exit fee for these schools to leave the Pac-12. The other conferences, if you're leaving, you go, oh, we got to pay. I mean, San Diego State had an exit fee to leave the Mountain West. These schools were like, we're ready to go. We can leave. Yeah, Paulie.
The ESPN deal with college football, with the playoffs, blah, 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 it ends after the 25-26 season, the current contract.
Mm-hmm. But then you have the ACC with their conference, with their contract. It's set for another 12 years, something crazy like that. Florida State. I mean, they're saying the things out loud that you would think they would be saying behind the scenes. Like, let's get out of here. You know, ACC, let's go. And it feels like that's the next step if somebody takes that step in college football. The other stuff, it's sort of ancillary. Like Washington State joins the Mountain West. Okay. If you had Florida State and or Clemson try to secede from the ACC, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. Yes, Marv.
College football seems like there's no more secrets. The best part about college football for me, especially when I was younger, was, man, that guy's in a new Range Rover. That guy's in a new whatever. No. Spencer Rattler was on his Twitter page. Hey, everybody, come to this dealership. I just got myself a new Range Rover.
Sure.
Before, it used to be like cash in a paper bag. Now it's the Wild West. NCAA is like, hands, we have nothing to do with any of this.
Let me take a break. We'll come back. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend. More phone calls. We'll update the poll results as well. Back after this. When's the last time you checked your tires? I mean, really checked your tires. A close inspection. Worn out tires, a danger to you, your passengers, other drivers. Take the time. Inspect them. Grab a quarter, stick it in the tread. And then you could see maybe the top of Washington's head. Then you know it's time to replace. And that means you go to TireRack.com/Dan. Use the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized recommendation. The right tires for how and what and where you drive. They got the full lineup of Goodyear tires. Shipped fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. And also, mobile tire installation available in a lot of areas. They bring the tires to you at home or work, install them on site. Ultra convenient. TireRack.com/Dan. And you'll see the entire Goodyear test results, special offers they have. They got their own test track. They put these tires through the ringer and then give you all the information. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer. And you may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Update the poll results if you can, Seton, and we'll give you best and worst of the weekend.
Yeah, Dad, we got a few of them going right now. We have, would you rather be confident or talented? Right now, we've got about a 60-30 split, talented over confident.
Okay.
Yep, yep. All right. Also put up another one. The U.S. Women's National Team getting eliminated from the World Cup made you happy or sad?
Okay.
Right now, 58% made them sad.
Okay.
Still an uglier number than I'd like, but at least it's on the right side.
I didn't really have any kind of reaction. I was not surprised. And my family is friends with Alyssa Nair, the goaltender. So I wanted her to do well, and then she played great. Didn't deserve to be on the losing end of that. But it just felt like there was a youth movement, there were injuries, and there were some older players with the U.S. team. Not really a great combination. Just felt like they were off by a year or so. And they do have a great future, but keep in mind, so do these other countries. There are a lot of these countries never even had programs for women.
Dude, the South African team is electric. They were absolutely phenomenal. I was bummed to see them get knocked out because they were sort of undersized but crazy fast, super skilled. They were a ton of fun to watch.
And then didn't you have a GoFundMe page for one of the countries?
Jamaica. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean that's the thing that like the U.S., not to start a thing, but the U.S. women's team has sort of benefited on the fact that other countries haven't invested nearly as much in women's sports as we have.
Yeah.
And so like the Jamaican team, they're still not really investing much money in the women's game, just as obviously by the GoFundMe. You know?
All right, best and worst of the weekend. Todd, I'll start with you.
My best of the weekend, other than performing at Darius's concert, new Hall of Famer DeMarcus Ware's moving speech over the weekend in Canton. Had tributes for former players that passed away, Demaryius Thomas, Ronnie Hillman, Marion Barber. He said, I held some seats in my heart for you guys here today. Keep resting in peace, fellas. So he left three empty seats by the way he was making a speech. I thought that was pretty awesome. Worst, your Reds have now lost six straight games in their quest to overtake the Brewers in the AL Central. Three losses at the Cubs. Three straight L's at home against the Nationals.
Okay. They play in the National League Central.
What did I say?
American League Central?
I said overtake the Brewers in the AL Central. That's correct.
Yeah.
That would be the NL Central.
All right.
Nope.
You spent too much time rehearsing your song.
That might have been it.
Seton O'Connor, best and worst of the weekend.
My best of the weekend is Messi. Watching that dude play is like the most fun. It's like watching a guy who he's like just a great player just showed up at a charity event or something. And he's just having so much fun. No offense to the players.
No offense.
Oh, no.
No offense.
Okay. Is this similar to... When Stephon Marbury went to China,
it might be similar.
And
to
he was averaging 47 a game, and they built a statue. Like he was a big deal in China.
He's just Messi plays like there's absolutely no pressure whatsoever. Like he'll deliver these passes, like he'll put it on a platter for a dude just to. All you have to do is tap it in, right? Like it happened last night, and this dude hit the ball 20 yards away from the goal. It was terrible, a terrible shot. And Messi just turned around and walked away because he knows that, like, wow, that dude's probably not on the level of what I'm used to or whatever. And that guy, as soon as he missed the shot, looked right at Messi like, oh, my God, is he mad? He didn't even care. He's just running out there smiling, laughing. There's also this kid. He's 18 years old named Ben Cremaschi. He plays for Inter Miami, and he's like a supposed to be – he's a really good player. He's like one of our next big things. I can only imagine what – he's going through right now because he's taken very seriously as a player, and now he has Messi and some of these, you know, Busquets, some of these other guys coming in. His career is really going to take off. My worst of the weekend is Alyssa Nair. She didn't deserve for the game to end that way. She played so well. She had a couple of big stops. She was she put in a penalty kick for the team ahead of some of the other players. She absolutely did not deserve that. That was just really, really unfortunate.
Marvin, best and worst of the weekend.
First best of the weekend, I went to my first country music concert this weekend.
Yeah.
Yep. And it was really good.
I like when you saw Darius after the show. Like,
hey. I was like, hey. And so he kind of looks at me. I was like, oh, man, I replaced McLovin. He goes, oh, yeah. He was like, man, finally got another brother on the show. He's like, all right, good.
Yeah.
So it was great meeting him. Super duper nice. Matthew Berry, super nice. I saw Paulie Papps there. I saw Todd Fritz there. And I saw Mario.
Yeah, Mario's there. Wait, are these your best or worst?
Oh, it's the best.
What?
No, okay. No. I like all these people I just mentioned.
Okay.
Other best, I met Chris from The Wire, the actor that played Chris from The Wire.
Whoa.
I was at working a New York Liberty game yesterday in Brooklyn, and he was there. And so I'm kind of near the camera guy, and he's over front row. And I was like, oh, man, big fan. Couldn't have been a nicer guy.
Mm.
And so... he is on another show called Power, and he goes, you know, I don't hear that very much, because he's expecting me to say I love you on The Wire.
Okay.
So he's like, oh, man, it's nice to hear, because you know.
All right.
So that was it.
Paulie, best and worst.
I'm going to start with the negative. The LA Angels, last week when we left you, they were four games out of winning the division. They were making a play on the Texas Rangers. In less than a week, and actually since a week, they're 10.5 back. They've lost six. The Rangers have won six. I wouldn't say it's over, Johnny, but it's real close to over. Best of the weekend, the Tim Anderson, Jose Ramirez baseball fight. A couple things I liked about it. Rarely do you see fights in baseball actually happen. They start to happen, then the pile hits. Whoever the umpire was at second base said, I'm going to let this play out.
I know, he did. He stepped away.
It reminded me of those hockey officials when, until they hit the deck and there's, you know, skates and they let him brawl. He just goes, let's see what happens here. And it was a real actual fight for about 8 seconds.
I loved it. I loved
good
it.
Good TV.
Tim Anderson going down was awesome. Shut him up. And Ramirez is like, you know, I'm tired of you disrespecting the game. And then, so when Anderson takes off his gloves and he's like squaring up, and I'm going, oh, wow, this guy looks like he can fight.
Yeah.
And then he takes the first swing, and Ramirez is being held back and sort of wildly just goes, wham. And Tim Anderson goes, down goes Anderson. Final hour on the way, more of your phone calls.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.